wanna know my occupation? I get paid to rock the nation.
Roland Martin.
Hold it now.
From our DC studios, good morning, Roland Martin.
Back in the DMV, folks. Hope all is well with you. Got to come back. Looking forward to a great Washington watch this Sunday, 11 a.m. Eastern. So, folks, be sure to check it out. You know, last week we talked about this New York Times piece that dealt with, do black women want to be fat? And it was this controversy. This woman wrote this piece and people going back and forth. Yet this week, this study came out. You know how we are about studies around here. We said black girls do not benefit as much from exercise compared to white girls. And so we turn to trainer Jeanette Jenkins to get her thoughts on this. Jeanette, good morning.
Good morning.
So when you hear this study that lays out this notion that white girls benefit more from exercise than black girls, what say you?
That makes me want to look deeper at the research. Because, I mean, I had a look at it and, you know, they're measuring teenage girls pretty much between the age of 12 and 14.
Right.
Which, number one, we're in our puberty stages at that time. And I think there's a couple factors that they didn't take into account, like our estrogen levels. I know when I was between 12 and 14, I was rocking around with like a double D breast size. And I was just highly affected by the levels of estrogen in my body. And I was extremely active. So I'm not, what I'm actually saying.
And white girls between the ages of 12 and 14 don't have a lot of estrogen in their body?
No, they have a lot because we are starting what's called our menstrual cycle. So our body is going through an enormous hormonal change. And they need to, I think, add that in and see the difference between the estrogen levels in white women, because we already know there's enough research that shows that black women are much more affected by estrogen levels just by the evidence of fibroid tumors. African-American women
right.
have more fibroids than any other ethnicity. So what I'm trying to say is that this also affects our body weight, and the age category that they chose to study was between 12 and 14, which is in the prime of our puberty.
Now, one of the things that jumps out here, health experts are also saying, look, part of the issue is that black girls are not as active by that particular age. Is it a question of, again, looking at it even earlier, saying, look, just trying to get black girls to be just more active, not necessarily working out, but in terms of being outdoors, being on the move, you know, walking, doing things along those lines versus having a sedentary lifestyle?
Yeah, 100% we definitely need to be more active. You know, that's hands down. You know, we definitely don't support girls and women as much as we support boys, as far as, you know, we're handing our little boys a basketball and bringing them to the basketball game and putting them on the basketball court. And I don't know if we're braiding hair with our little girls or what, but we definitely are not encouraging exercise and sport in women and young girls as much as we do in young boys. And so it's, you know, and not to mention that, you know, it's only been 40 years since the time that we even passed legislation that we have to have the same opportunities for young girls when it comes to sports than we do as we do for young boys. So, like, this is an onward. I think all these factors apply, but I really do think that the research is valid in the point that there are genetic differences between black and white girls, and we may be less likely to benefit as much from physical activity as our white little girl counterparts, but it doesn't mean that we're still not benefiting
sure.
from physical activity.
And Jeanette, bottom line is, we also, you can talk about exercise all you want to, but we also can all look at other studies as well that deal with the diets of African-Americans compared to others. That is still a pivotal factor when you're trying to lower obesity.
Yeah, diets 100%. And I can say for, you know, a matter of fact that we definitely, I'm sorry, I had a brain fart. But the most important thing is that, again, that we're encouraging our young girls to be more active, and as well as eating healthy on a general. And I know what I was trying to say to you was that in my 20 years of training, never have I not seen a positive outcome from somebody working out and eating healthy. So no matter what research you want to show me that tells me I'm less likely to benefit from physical activity, there's abundance of research that shows that physical activity is the one thing that decreases the risk of every disease.
All right. Jeanette Jenkins, we certainly appreciate it. Thank you so very much. Have a great weekend.
You too.
All right, Roland.